Call our regular meeting back to order. Miss Nikki's going to talk to us about cell phones or what else?
Yes, you always review the agenda for this week. I want to make sure that's okay with you guys. The only difference is I just canceled IDA. They're going to move it until next week.
Okay.
So no IDA today.
Nice. Is Linda going to come in later, talk about the copy, or is she just...
I'm going to grab her as soon as I'm
okay.
done. I mean,
right.
Mine's not going to take very long.
Is it, I guess, on the Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the Sunshine Law, is anybody planning to go to that?
No, I'm not. It's something that this district's doing it themselves.
Well, it is. It's for... I think it's real important that the little... incorporated areas go to it so they know what to do, but we have those in our MAC conferences. I mean, they have a Sunshine
right.
Law.
The same guy came into us last fall too,
correct.
I think. So
right.
This is something that I was talking to Kevin Tweedy, and he had already scheduled this based off the ambulance district audit, so that's
right.
why he brought them in.
But don't you think, gentlemen, that we should notify all the little public entities that they could come?
Is there a way you can send an email out?
Because I think it's very important. They go through this constantly and don't know the laws.
I mean, IDA board, park board, all the boards can sure do that.
You might.
I did send it out to all our employees.
Okay.
Both state and county.
Okay.
So.
Our boards is where we were talking about, though, and then their board, you know, like.
Correct.
Did we get this notice from the guy from the Attorney General's office? Is that how we got notice
Kevin.
Of this, or
Kevin.
Oh, you said Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin. I was talking to Kevin about something else, and then I think I let you know, and then you got the information from Kevin.
Yes.
Okay.
And I sent it on an email to everyone.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Looks fine. What about this voicemail? This cell phone thing.
Here's an updated list of who currently does cell phone reimbursements. We have two open lines. You guys had asked me to let you guys think about it and bring it back to you. Since then, I had the maintenance department come to me. There are three individuals that they have to contact several times, you know, if they're over in the judicial building or wherever, so Renee doesn't have to go round them up. She has called their cell phones. So she had asked if there was any way that they could have phones, and I told her that I would bring it up to you, gentlemen.
So go back, if you don't mind, for me. You say we got two open lines. So we got two phones that were under contract that we can't do away with?
Correct.
It happened, I guess, if I'm help my memory here.
David Van Fossen from the sewer department.
It happened after we had renegotiated with Verizon.
Yes.
And
who was the other one, David? And
a deputy. He said he doesn't need his phone. He never uses it.
Okay, on the David, are we replacing?
I don't know the details.
We already have replaced him. But there were some other ones that came up, like animal control. They had a phone. And so I gave that number to one of the gentlemen.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Bottom line, we're stuck with two phone numbers.
Yes.
Now, we don't reimburse Road and Bridge, I mean, the maintenance guys right now?
No.
Okay.
Phil and Renee each have a county phone.
Phil and Renee both have a county phone.
Yeah, and so that leaves Scott, Mike, and Glenn.
I hate to be hard-nosed about this, but I don't know that they... Is she wanting those other two to have those phones? Is that where I'm getting?
Well, I think that's what Nikki's saying. I've got two phone numbers sitting on the shelf for the next 2 years.
I know.
Who do you want to use them?
I know.
And she's just coming up with suggestions, I guess.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And I have nothing again.
Right.
Contacts, but Renee has contacts with those. As long as now, does one of those have a? Is Let me say it like this, and maybe I could understand it more. Renee's mainly this in this building here. Is there somebody that's in charge of the other building? Or do they, does she...
Renee's over both buildings.
I know she is, but does she have
She doesn't, I mean, like a separate person managing that building? No, they blend both back and forth.
Okay. All right. That might make a difference to me. I didn't know whether there was somebody that was a contact person for that other building or this building.
Well, no offense.
I hate for them to just...
sit there.
The open lines sit there, and if they could use them,
Well, I mean, the thing is, we're not reimbursing them now anyway. That's wrong. And if we could pull somebody off of this list, we would save $26 a month.
Right.
I'd like to think about it a little longer versus make a decision. Is that right? You guys?
Yeah, I do.
I just want to, because this makes me want to look at the reimbursement policy anyway. It's like, my goodness.
So far, you've negotiated what we've got here.
This is, I haven't touched this list.
But you got a certain number.
Right.
That you negotiated.
Verizon contract.
Right,
we renewed
the Verizon contract.
But these are just reimbursements.
Right.
People.
Yeah.
Right.
When we re-signed it, we re-signed with X amount of phone lines and committed to that phone lines.
I'd like to have another week to set that.
Yeah, I'd like to see if we can pull road and bridge guys or something.
I'd like a list like this for the ones that are county phones.
Can we make you a copy?
Yeah. You got that too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to have to do it this minute, but
okay.
I'd like to see how many lines.
Mm-hmm. I'll get a question, and we kind of bypassed it rather quickly. We got a natural gas work session. How many of those are we going to have? Of course, Jim's not privy to.
Oh, I've talked to natural gas guys.
Go ahead and finish up where I've started. What we had, I know at least four meetings at different times with natural gas companies during Ron and Chuck and I. And then now we're back with another work session. I mean, where do we come to the point where we?
Well, I think when they were here the other day, they finally brought us what they wanted.
Right.
And Randy's working on what they wanted and putting that together for us.
That's how I understand it, too.
So we just need to see it.
And Bob, well, actually,
at that point, we've never, I mean, all they wanted, they wanted general everything, and we just wouldn't do that.
I think what's, from what I understand from an email, because I asked Bob something, and he said that, I think it's on his list, too. He's looking at the contract that they submitted to us. I think that's what the negotiation is right now. They're doing contract review. I'll be honest, I didn't see any references to, they still look like they want carte blanche. They want carte blanche. They want everything. Even that contract that I saw, it didn't say specific roads.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think if Bob's not done with the contract review, there's no reason to have the meeting. So we're kind of waiting on him, I think.
Well, I think you better check with him. Because
would you just make sure you stay in touch with Bob to see where the contract is?
I just want to make sure that we
don't. Right.
But we don't go over the same old stuff. And I tell you something that is very refreshing to your memory. It's devastating to your mind. It's a gas explosion that they had. It was on the news. Did you see that?
Hmm.
And it just is lucky it wasn't. It's where they had crossed away from a highway,
mm-hmm,
instead of being alongside the highway.
Right.
And it was blowing flames from here to the other courthouse on the natural gas line.
Wow.
And so those visions of, I know that's maybe something that we shouldn't consider everything, but I just know that over the years, men on road graders, news media coverage of things that shouldn't have been shown on TV, I just don't want them on our county roads. And if they got those in the plans, I'm not interested in looking at them.
Well, and I don't know what the plans are. I can't even speak to what they're. All I know is
I'm
saw
the natural gas, but I think they're going to come in and do just like everybody else does and have to get their easements, buy their easements or whatever. But I don't want them going up and down our county.
Now, the only thing that disadvantage, I'll just tell you, is they have the ability to eminent domain everything. The state gave them that authority. So even if we say forget it, they can still go around us and eminent domain the right-of-ways. I did check into that. That was last year I checked into.
Even our part?
Uh-huh.
I'd fight it to the hill even if they did.
I'm just telling you, I did have that conversation because I said, suppose we don't agree to where you want to put the lines. Because at that point, I was still looking for a map last year when I met with them one time. And they said, well, it really doesn't matter. You know. And I said, why is that? And they went on to tell me, I don't know what the statute they're operating under. I don't have all those details. Anyway, all I wanted to recap was I saw a contract that Bob's reviewing. I don't know if that has something to do with this Friday's meeting or not. Okay. So if you just make sure the contract's done. If it's not, then there's no reason to have the meeting, I don't believe. So.
Yeah, I just seen that one minute.
If it's what I heard you say, if it's just a ask Bob if it's anything and everything goes, we need to know that.
Yeah.
As soon as he sees that.
I agree.
So when they came last time, they indicated only two counties.
Right.
The document, I have a copy of a document on my desk. I don't know if it's what they dropped off when they were here, but I didn't see any reference to that to those roads in there. Okay.
It was Sycamore Church Road and one other place. There's quite a distance on Sycamore Church Road.
Okay.
Their plans have changed. They're coming from a different direction, going to a different point.
Yeah, it has had some personnel changes.
First place was CBO that was
right
to be their trunk line coming in was to hit CBO first. Now I don't think it's that.
I think they're counting on a big water park to have a big gas stations also. So
okay, thank you, ma'am. Ready for purchasing? And we're going to put off the
procurement card.
Correct.
For Helen's request.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Moving right along. I would also like to bring up my 2010 MAP Spring Conference and get approval from you gentlemen to be able to attend that. It is May the 12th through the 14th.
Where is it located?
It's in Lake of the Ozarks.
Is this where you went last year?
This is the one I missed right before I got in.
That's right.
So I went to NIGP, and this is the Missouri.
Do we have budget?
We do.
Okay.
Registration fee is $155, and then it'd be a couple nights hotel stay and some food.
And you'll take the county vehicle?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good to me.
You with me?
All right.
Okay. Extension office. I know that's a copier question.
Correct. Chuck had sent me an email, forwarded me an email that Wayne had sent to him. So I'm bringing that to ask you for direction.
I thought we discussed that at one point, and we had a used one somewhere that we thought that we're going to let them have and then buy a new one for the other location.
I think we played musical coppers but ran out of one because when we shifted Dixie to her by herself, the extra one went to her office. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, but
we had one more.
There's a used one somewhere that we was going to use, and we were going to buy one that had a more...
Public administrator? Didn't they have
public administrator got one, but theirs was completely dead. So theirs could not be...
Help me out here. The one that we used to have in our commission room went to Dixie's.
That's correct.
And you kept yours. Yours didn't change.
Right.
Which used to be ours anyway. It used to be the commission ones a long time ago.
Right. Actually, it went to the prosecuting attorney's office, and I got the auditors. I got yours to start with.
That's right.
I remember. Switched it out because it was a better...
So we're still short one, you're saying?
We're still short one.
And did we talk about Bach sharing one? Like
we had talked about that. We've looked at departments that have more than one. Planning and zoning and sewer department each have one, and they're in a combined office there. I don't know if they would be willing to.
I don't know how new the
plan. How new are they?
I don't know what the plan zoning one is. I mean, sewer's paid for theirs with their own money, probably. With their own.
Probably. Sewer budget.
Yeah. Most likely, we could look at the P&Z one to see what theirs looks like. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the extension office doesn't need much of a copier. They just right. need something.
Right, but that's where I come up with the idea that we discussed, one that was somewhere that wasn't. It was one of the older ones that still functioned all right, but it didn't have all the.
Well, Helen's got an older one, but she's fine with hers. It's a desktop model. I think that's mm-hmm. the same kind of type we bought for prosecuting attorney, for public administrator.
Public administrators is a full model.
Okay.
It was just comparable in price to.
How much are we talking? How much was theirs?
Theirs was $3,131.
Rick has a comment.
Rick.
Pretty sure of it, by the way, you got it.
I just wanted to point out to you guys, the extension office was one of the few departments that we did not cut 10% off of their budget.
Okay. Do they have budget?
I doubt that this is budgeted in there. But, you know, I know that they have other funds that they can go to besides us.
Right.
And in these tight times, I don't say I don't want them to have it because I'd love for them to have it, but I think they need to find someplace else to get it from.
Yeah. Right.
Just because of we were exceptionally good to them compared to other departments at budget time.
But that's you say that they're the only ones that we didn't cut 10%?
When
we did budget cuts?
When we did budget cuts, I cut them back 10% and you guys put it back into their budget, basically. So they.
But you're saying we've cut 10% on commission and the auditor and the treasurer?
That's right.
I know we cut a lot of offices that we could. Is there a way, I'm leaning toward what Rick is saying, is there a way we could send an email and see if there's anybody got an unused a copier that's not being used somewhere, that we could loan them for a year, and if budget turns around, then budget turns around, but would you guys be open to that?
I'd be open to looking at, see if they can come up with half monies or quarter monies, I mean not paying three quarters of the money or whatever, if they do have other resources to buy a copier. We discussed this a little bit at one of the extension meetings that I was at, and they don't have one. I mean, they're basically down to the point of having one. But
my question is, what is their usage requirement? I mean, is it something that we need a heavy-duty one, or does the one at a Walmart work? I mean, I have a copier at my house, and it does X amount of copies per minute. And it's not super fast, but it's a whole lot cheaper than $3,000.
Might be something that they could use.
I mean, maybe, I don't know what their usage is, what
I'm
they
sure.
need.
I'll have to look into that.
What do the other ones do, like the soil and water, do they get theirs from the state? What are those things that we have a partial budget involvement? Do they get those? Where do they get their equipment line? Do they get part of it in the state?
I don't know. I do know enough about the extension office that the statute requires that we fund them to the tune of $10,000 per year. If you compare us with other first-class counties, we're comparable at what we give them. But statutorily, we're only required to give them $10,000 a year. And I'm assuming that most of the rest of their funding comes from Missouri.
University
of Missouri.
Yeah.
And higher funding education like that, which has probably been cut too. I think there's probably really, truly a budget.
And my concern is our equipment line item is being taxed heavily. And I'm really concerned that we touch it again. And I mean, it's almost to a point where we probably have to sit down, Rick, and look over the equipment. Because
I'm planning on after the March.
Okay.
We're planning on doing a quarter sit down and looking at it.
I mean, I've been looking at the one line item, and it's being hit pretty hard because remember, we took equipment from a lot of other departments, and it's been hit so hard that, I mean, we're not on a very good pace. We're on a pace right now to be in.
Jack, could you call Wayne over and just visit with him one on one, and then have him visit with maybe Rick, see where we're, see if they don't have a percentage deal that they pay for, or if there's any other outlet for them to get, because you sit on there too.
Yeah, I can talk to him.
Huh?
I can talk to him. I assume, and I don't want to go on that, but that they don't have anything at the university, or they'd already tapped into it. But
right.
I can ask him to do it, to give it a shot. And I'm trying to remember. I did ask him what kind of, how much they used it, but I didn't get a good handle on what he said.
I don't remember.
Why don't you check? Linda, if you would at least check that too, that would help us understand the cost based off the sizing of it. So.
Thank you very much. That's all I have this morning.
Thank you. Can we get a 3-minute recess?
Sounds good to me.
Frank will start right here.